increasing number of road accidents involving motorcycles, popularly known as Okada, is a worry to the Motor Transport and Traffic Department, MTTD, of the Ghana Police Service. The Director of Education at the MTTD, DSP Alexander Obing, said road accidents increased by 19% over that of last year, involving more than 2,000 motorcycles. He told Radio Ghana that fatal accidents also increased by 20% by the close of last year. DSP Obing said the figures indicate that the country has serious challenges when it comes to motorists adhering to traffic regulations, a situation which calls for stringent law enforcement that goes beyond the police. DSP Obing spoke to George Ankra.
Last year, road crash outcome as compared to the year before, which was 2015, wasn't encouraging. But that also motivated us to be more stringent and more proactive this year to ensure that we begin on the first pedestal as we did in 2015. What is this is that, comparatively, vehicles that got crashed or were involved in motor crashes, both private, commercial and motorbikes, increased in Ghana by almost 90% with regard to motorcycles over that of 2015. And in absolute terms, we are saying that by close of this year in Ghana, about 2,827 motorbicycles have been involved in crashes. And if you compare it with that of 2015, like I said, the increase was discouraging because it was too high by close of last year. Deaths on our road over that of 2015 had increased by almost 20%. And it's a problem that we are faced with this year. But if by close of the year, 34% of Ghanaians who died this year will be attributed to not only motor vehicles, both private and commercial, but motorcycles over that of 2015, then we have a problem and all that. So for me, George, we have a challenge on our hand. Motorcycle-related problems on our road have become a perennial issue.
What would you say the police is doing to enforce the law to the letter? You find these motorcyclists, you know, riding, ignoring the red lights and all that.
You know, with regard to red lights and other infractions, the police have been doing their best to ensure that we increase education and deter people at our duty point. But then the enforcement of this particular regulation goes beyond police. It goes also to the doorstep of other state institutions. You are aware of other state institutions that are either buying these vehicles or motorcycles or tricycles for Ghanaians to go into what the law says they can't. And that also impacts on enforcement.
That was the Director of Education at the MTA.